Hello and welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
And you've been listening just now to an excerpt from Leos Janáček's opera, The Cunning Little Vixen.
And we're playing it on the suggestion of one of our listeners, Brian Kendall, who heard the piece at the BBC Proms concert in London and wrote that he would like to know more about it.
Well, I, for one, am always glad to have a reason to feature Janáček. And The Cunning Little Vixen is one of my very favourite pieces. So thank you, Mr. Kendall.
Yes, it's one of my favourites as well. We have featured it before, in fact, on Encore. And that was about 3 or 4 years ago when a rather wonderful new DVD was released, produced by the BBC, which was an animated version of the opera. It was conducted by Kent Nagano, a very well-known conductor. And the animation was by Jeff Dunbar. And it was, in fact, absolutely beautifully done. And another thing is that, interestingly, it might seem rather unsuitable to do opera as animation, but in fact, in terms of how this opera came about, it isn't, is it, Patricia?
No, it was actually inspired by a series of cartoons. The story goes that Janáček was trying to compose, and he was disturbed when his maid, who was in the next room, was laughing her head off. And so he went in to have a look at what was going on. And he found that she was looking at some cartoons in the newspaper about a half-tame, half-wild fox. And he got fascinated with the story, and which was so popular that it was eventually turned into a novel.
And it is an unusual opera. Most of the characters are animals. There's a frog, a badger, a dog, foxes, birds, and insects, a dragonfly, a cricket. And there are human characters as well. There's the forester and the schoolteacher and various others. Near the beginning of the opera, the forester catches the vixen, that's when she's still just a cub, and takes her home rather rashly to make a pet out of her.
Then, of course, she's completely miserable there in the farmyard. And Janáček really does a wonderful job of portraying her feelings of unhappiness. So let's listen now to how he does this.
A very miserable vixen there. That was some of the first act interlude from Leos Janáček's opera, The Cunning Little Vixen, performed on that recording by the Czech Philharmonic.
Unfortunately, the vixen does escape.
After eating the chickens or biting their heads
chickens,
off.
Yes. And she goes on to get married and raise a litter of cubs, but we won't tell you the ending. I just want to point out that when he was writing this, Janáček had returned to his boyhood village, very beautiful little village to this day, Hukvaldi, and he made a habit of going into the woods to watch the foxes at play and to listen to the birds and the other animals in order to fire his musical imagination.
And there is a statue there where, according to legend, he sat and made his observations.
Indeed. Well, I'm sorry we'll have to move on now. Thank you, Mr. Kendall, for writing. We do like to hear from our listeners, so please do feel free to contact us. David, you can give them the details at the end of the show, I think.
Oh, will do. But for now, we have something entirely new. the first ever recording of both of Václav Jan Tomášek's piano concertos.
And recorded by our very own Prague Radio Symphony under Vladimír Válek with pianist Jan Simon. And you may remember from an earlier encore that Tomášek, who lived from 1774 until 1850, was perhaps the leading musical figure in Prague of his day. And these concertos were written when he was about 30 years old, and I think they show his great admiration of Mozart. So let's listen now to some of the third movement, which is a graceful rondo from the Concerto in C Major, Opus 18.
That was our colleague, the pianist Jan Simon, and the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, with the final movement of Václav Jan Tomášek's piano concerto in C major.
And Jan Simon is our colleague because he is not only a wonderful pianist, but he is the manager of the Prague Radio Symphony here. So that was a really lovely piece and lovely playing.
Well, and we have another disc of concertos today, cello concertos, this time by Josef Reicha.
Yes, this is a super fun reissue of a 1995 recording by cellist Mikhail Eriksson with the Czech Chamber Orchestra.
We've played Requiem by Antonín Reicha on an earlier show, I believe, and I think that he is a relation of Josef's, isn't he?
He sure is. Josef was his uncle. Josef lived from 1752 to 1795. He died just about when Tomášek was born, in fact, and he had a big influence on Antonín, who went on himself to be a very, very influential musician in Paris.
And like most Bohemian musicians of his time, he spent much of his career abroad, most notably in Bonn, and he was particularly well known as a cellist.
and he was praised by no less than Leopold Mozart in a letter to his son Wolfgang.
So let's close today with some of Josef Reicha's Concerto in A Major for Cello and Orchestra, Opus 4, Number 1. But first, thank you very much for joining us. And if you'd like to contact us, as we promised a little while ago, here's our address. You can write to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Or, of course, you can send us an email to english@radio.cz. And if, like Mr. Kendall, you have any requests, just please don't hesitate to contact us, because we would love to play anything that you request. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.